Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's March 8, 2014, and this is episode 410. Today we pick up the trail with 5 days left on the first of my two Japan Winter Wonderland tours for 2014. We start on the last morning photographing the hooper swans at Kushiro Lake before leaving town for an hour of photography at the Sulphur Mountain, and then start the drive over to Daosu for 3 days shooting the Stellar Sea Eagles and White-tailed Eagles. Before we start, I'd like to let you know that this episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, and online store. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code MBP. Okay, so having spent 3 days with the snow monkeys in Nagano Prefecture, then we flew to Hokkaido and started with 2 days photographing the Red Crown Cranes, and then 2 more days with the hooper swans. Having visited Bihoro Pass on the previous morning, as we heard in part one of this tour update, on this last morning at the Kushiro Lake, we headed back down to the lake in the hope of getting some fly-ins. In the shot that we see here, a large flock of hooper swans had basically flew from their roost. They were probably going to actually head down to Kotan, a small corner of the lake that we also visit while we're here. This was shot at 70mm with my 70-200mm lens, though it does seem wider. It was a pretty cool scene though, as the sky seemed to fill with swans. The hooper swans are beautiful birds. They're large, but they're not necessarily magnificent or majestic like the red crown cranes or the sea eagles, but they're beautiful all the same. I think the best hooper swan shot of mine from this year was actually from the first day with them on tour 2, so we'll take a look at that in a few weeks' time as we get into that update. After an hour or so of swans, we went back to the hotel for breakfast and then checked out. And then we drove just 5 minutes down the road to Iozan, or Sulphur Mountain, for an hour or so to photograph the apocalyptic scenes as the steam spews out of the yellow sulphur-stained fumaroles. I've got these, heaps of shot of this location, as you'd imagine, but the wind direction is always slightly different, presenting us with a slightly different opportunity, and I just like to wait for moments of clarity in the steam, like this, when the sun is breaking through the steam a little to create these lovely layers of detail. And this, again, was... I used Nik Software's Color Effects Pro to enhance the steam and bring out a little bit more detail in the rocks. And on the way over to Daosu, the fishing port, we stopped at a location that I know there's an Ural Owl's nest, and we were lucky to find him home. I shot this at 747mm with the 200-400 lens with the integrated 1.4x extender and a second external 1.4x extender fitted. The image quality is still incredible, really. On the second tour, I tried this lens with the internal extender engaged and a 2x extender on, external extender, which is usable at a push. Remember that I'll be releasing an in-depth review of that lens in a few weeks, so stay tuned for that if you're interested. As usual, on the way over to Daosu, we also stopped at the Notsuke Peninsula to photograph the Ezo deer. Here we see some does rearing up on their hind legs and boxing. For this shot, I left the extender disengaged and shot at 400mm so that I could include more of the environment and the extended herd there, and then the grassy plain, and then the trees, the wintry looking trees in the background. I just felt this was more like an animals in the scene shot than a close up of the wildlife. Behind the Notsuke Nature Center, we also came across a lovely northern red fox that was probably being fed by the visitors to the center, as he came quite close to us and didn't seem too skittish. Unfortunately, it looked like the crows or eagles had decided his tail was either a nice toy or a source of nest material. It was really straggly and not the usual bushy tail that's kind of a trademark of these lovely animals. So I cropped the tail off in this shot for a closer portrait rather than trying to document the entire animal. My suspicions would be confirmed on tour two when we found this same fox still hanging around the nature centre with his straggly tail. It's great as a source of photos, but sad that he's become so dependent on humans who should really know better. After this, we started the hour or so's drive over to the hotel in Naosu where we would spend 3 full days hoping to go out to photograph the sea eagles from a boat. There had been little snow this year and in general the weather was much warmer than usual, so I was quite worried about my conversation with the skipper of the boat that we'd use. And I usually have that first conversation by phone as we sit on the bus at the end of this first day in the area. The sea ice doesn't necessarily depend on it being cold, as it drifts down from the eastern coast of Russia rather than forming here in Naosu. But it does have to round the tip of the Shiretoko Peninsula and work its way down into the Nemuro Straits between Shiretoko and the Kuril Islands. Usually the sea ice starts to work down into the strait from mid-January, but the word was that it had not even arrived yet and it was already February 3rd, so it was more than a few weeks late already. And once again I'd like to thank and mention our sponsors Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio or online store. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code MBP. It's really important for a photographer to have a web presence, and building it all yourself can be very time-consuming, as I've learned over the years. And so, you know, being able to just go to a service like Squarespace and signing up, and then you get all of the tools at your fingertips. It's all fully supported 24/7. And you basically have everything you need to put together a really powerful portfolio. You can add images instantly, drag and drop images directly from your desktop into your browser window. They've got many templates with beautiful full bleed image display, which is perfect for photographers and designers to showcase their work. With hundreds of customizable settings, including fonts, colors, sizes, every Squarespace website can be made to look unique within just a few clicks. Squarespace gallery blocks can be added anywhere on your website and offer hundreds of presentation variations, including slideshows, sliders, grid layouts, and more. Squarespace is constantly improving their platform with new features, new designs, and even better support. They have beautiful designs for you to start with and all of the style options that you need to create a unique website for you or yourself or for your business. The new Squarespace Metric app for the iPhone and iPad allows you to check site stats like page views, unique visits, social media follows. With the blog app, you can make text updates, tap and drag images and change layouts and monitor comments on the go. It's incredibly easy to use, but if you want some help, Squarespace has amazing support team that are there 24/7. It starts at just $8 a month and includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. Every design automatically includes a unique mobile experience that matches the overall style of your website, so your content will look great on every device every time. You can easily connect your Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, Google, and many more social web services. And Squarespace includes e-commerce on their platform. So if you want to set up and sell prints or wallpaper, anything really related to your photography or not related to your photography, you can set that up in just minutes. So start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure that you use the offer code MBP and get a 10% discount and show your support for this podcast. And once again, I'd like to thank Squarespace for their support. Squarespace, everything you need to create an exceptional website. So, back to Naosu. My conversation with the skipper of the boat during the bus ride gave us the start of a plan as we were going to head down towards the end of the peninsula with a second boat with another tour group on it. That other group had been in Naosu for a day already, but had no luck so far. The following morning started with a conversation with the skipper telling me that there was still no sign of ice and he didn't want to go out. Luckily for my group, I don't give up that easily, and finally after a long phone call, talked him into taking us out and trying to get some eagles around the boat by throwing fish out onto the harbour wall. He was refusing initially, saying that it wouldn't work, but after a while, he gave in to my persistence. The other group's leader was obviously not so persistent, and I don't believe they speak Japanese either, so I certainly had better negotiating tools here, and the result is that the other group left without going out to shoot the eagles. We ended up having no ice for the full 3 days in Naosu. It's unheard of. But you know what? We had an amazing time shooting the sea eagles anyway, as they came down in good numbers for just a few fish that we threw out, and the group went away happy with their experience and very happy with their photos. So I'm pleased that I was able to save the situation for them. Here's the first of a few of my shots that I made during these 3 mornings. This one is from the first day, another tight crop that I've become quite partial to. When I first started to almost accidentally shoot this kind of tightly cropped eagle shot, it was almost out of necessity, as I was shooting with prime lenses, often with an extender fitted, so I had no way to pull back quickly. Now with the 200 to 400, I've got all the freedom that I need, but still find this kind of image appealing. For this shot, I was out at 560mm at f8 for one two-thousandth of a second exposure at ISO 400. As we tried to shake it up over the 3 days without ice, in addition to throwing fish up onto the harbour wall, we also threw fish down into the sea. Something that the skipper had also thought would not work, but I know that frozen fish stays near the surface for a while and actually enabled us to get some much more natural shots than the sea eagles swooping down taking their prey from the snowy surface of sea ice where you don't generally usually find fish. Of course, I'd have preferred to have had the sea ice, but in the situation that we found ourselves in, it wasn't that bad at all. Here's a shot from the third morning with a white-tailed eagle swooping down over the sea, coming in to where he can see his fish just below the surface. This was shot at f10 for a thousandth of a second at ISO 500. This last shot from Naosu is another stellar sea eagle having just caught his fish, and here I like the way we still have the water droplets in the air, adding a sense of action. And again, the image quality with the new 200 to 400 millimeter lens is off the charts. I'll include some 100% crops of the faces of the eagles in my review to show you just how good it is. So, as you'll have seen by the lack of snow in the Sochi Winter Olympics as well, and you know, you may have noticed by the warm weather that many northern areas have had, coupled with unusually cold weather much further south than usual, including record levels of snow in Tokyo, for example. The weather seems pretty screwed up this year, but we didn't let it spoil our trip. After Naosu, we drove around the base of the Shiretoko Peninsula to the town of Utoro on the other side. On the way, we stopped to shoot these ethereal, or in this case, somewhat spooky tree photos by moving the camera downwards as we release the shutter. This is a fun technique, and we all look like a bunch of Japanese tourists bowing like crazy at the side of the road as we make these images. It's more a bit of lighthearted fun than anything, but the results are always quite pleasing. To do this, we stop the aperture down to around f16 or f22, trying to get a shutter speed of around a 25th of a second, and simply release the shutter as the base of the trees enters the frame as we quickly move the camera downwards. Despite the lack of sea ice in Naosu, in Utoro on the other side of the peninsula, the sea was packed with it, right out to a thin line of sea on the horizon, as we can see in this photograph. Here, a river makes its way out from under the frozen snow on its way down to the sea. Deer prints add a nice pattern to the base of the water, and I did a 2-minute long exposure to add that cloud movement that we see here and to smooth over the water. And I converted this to black and white in Nick Software's Silver Effects Pro. A great evening in the last hotel of the tour with great food and a great group left us all with one last morning of photography in the Shiretoko National Park on February 7 before we drove to the airport. As usual, on the bus on the way to the airport, I recorded a comment from each member of the group that wasn't too embarrassed to speak, and I'll play that to you now. Okay, so we're now recording. We've just finished the first tour, the Martin Bailey Photography Winter Wonderland Tour of 2014. Had a great morning walking around. We've had some strange weather this year, not much snow, and the sea ice has been a bit bad, but it's been a great tour. I've really enjoyed it. And I'm going to walk around the bus now and get a quick comment from the participants. So, Paul, would you like to say something?
Hi, my name is Paul. I'm from Singapore. I'm really glad that I took the effort to join this tour because I've had 2 weeks of sheer fun and enjoyment.
That's great.
Yeah. And photography was good, and I'm now able to at least make shots in manual mode thanks to the tutorage and patience of Martin. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Danielle from Sydney. I've loved the variety of learning something new every day and the amount of animals and that sort of stuff that we've been privy to be so close to has been amazing.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Kathy?
I'm Kathy from the United States, and the tour exceeded my expectations. I think I took some of the best photographs I've ever taken, and I'd like to thank Martin for his help.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for coming. Jonathan.
Jonathan from Atlanta in the U.S. This is my first photography tour, but it's wildly exceeded my expectations. For me, the highlight was sunrise at Buhuro Pass. Yeah. It's simply fantastic, and Martin is a phenomenal teacher, and I'm now a manual shooter from an automatic shooter, so well done.
Great stuff. Thank you very much. Cristobal.
Hello, I'm Cristobal. I'm from Spain. Great tour, great organization, and of course, great people.
Great. Thanks, Cristobal. Marcello.
Hi, this is Marcello and Barbara from Rome, Italy. We really enjoyed the trip. It was great. We met nice people, and we learned to know a beautiful country. Fantastic. Yeah. We enjoyed it very much.
Yeah.
Thank
Barbara,
you.
Are you sure you don't want to just say hello? Hello?
Hello.
Thank you. Richard.
Hi, I'm Richard from England. Been looking forward to this trip for a long time. Wanted to take some great photographs. To learn some techniques, both from Martin and from some of the other people on the tour. Pleased to say I've done that. In particular, I wanted to get better at photographing birds in flight, and I've learned a lot about autofocus. Had a wonderful time. Martin, you've been great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Another Richard.
Another Richard from the UK. It's been a great trip. I think for me, the standout thing is when you're looking at trips like this, there's a lot of choice these days, and they're all very similar, and the Japanese trips are all very similar. I think what makes a difference on this trip is that Martin, although he's originally from the UK, has lived here for over 20 years, speaks fluent Japanese, and that made a really big difference at various times, particularly when we got to the sea eagles and the lack of sea ice this year, that Martin transformed the situation from what could have been quite bad into something that was really very good. So I think it's been a great trip.
Great. Thanks, Richard.
Paul. Hello, I'm Paul. I'm also from the UK. I've always wanted to come and see the snow monkeys and the cranes, but I hadn't intended to come at this moment until I saw a link to Richard's website.
I'm just going to jump in and make a comment there. I actually asked Paul afterwards, and he meant to say a link on Martin's website, not Richard's.
As soon as I saw it, I thought, yeah, I've got to do this. I mentioned it to my wife and she said, if you want to do it, do it. So here I am.
Yeah, great stuff.
Hi, so this is Odd Larsen from Norway, and it's my first visit to Japan. It's been a great trip. It's got everything I was hoping for, and even bits and pieces of things which I didn't expect. So that's been great. I think it's also worth mentioning, even though we're here for the wildlife and the photography, it's been a very well-organized trip, and the quality of accommodation and the food we had lifted to an upper level, definitely.
Great. Thanks very much.
So thank you very much, everybody, for your comments. And I am going to go back down to the front of the bus now and just have a quick word from our tour conductor, Yukiko, who is the person that makes everything go smoothly.
Hi, I'm Yukiko from Yokohama, Japan. I do greatly appreciate for all of you, all of the guests. And thank you very much for your kindness, and thank you very much for your great cooperation to the, for the tour, and great patience to my poor English. Thank you very much.
Yukiko is going to sing a song for you.
The song, a very famous song in Hokkaido, Japan, Shiretoko Ryojo, Shiretoko here. And the song expresses a very beautiful scenery of Shiretoko Peninsula and good memory and friendship. Shiretoko no misaki ni hamanasu no saku koro omoi dashite okure ore tachi no koto nonde sawaide oka ni noboreba haruka kunashiri ni asahi wa noboru. Thank you very much.
A little bit. The traditional Japanese songs have a specific chord sequence a lot of the time. Thank you very much, Yukiko, and thank you for making things, thank you for making things so smooth as you always do. Yeah, we should have done karaoke. Okay, well, really, thanks so much. It's been such a pleasure traveling with you all, and I hope to get a chance to do it again at some point. Thank you very much.
Arigato gozaimashita. Thank you very much. Gracias, thank you very much.
That was a lot of fun as usual. So sorry about the little bit of distortion that you heard in there as well. That's the new Zoom professional stereo microphone IQ5 that you actually just stick into the end of the iPhone. So, you know, I'm hoping that there's going to be a firmware update or something soon to stop that, because it's a little bit annoying. Anyway, that's it. That takes us to the end of Tour 1 2014. As we left Hokkaido after Tour 1, they had some incredibly heavy snowstorms, keeping many other groups in their hotels and messing up itineraries left, right and centre. The second new record snowfall around Tokyo would cause us, ourselves, problems getting over to the Snow Monkeys at the start of Tour 2. But again, an aversion to failure and a tough tour group ensured that we made the most of the situation, as you'll hear again next week. And note that we are already taking bookings for the 2015 Winter Wonderland Tours, so if you'd like to join us, go and register at mbp.ac/ww2015 for Winter Wonderland 2015. Or click on the link that you'll find a tile at the bottom of the blog post. And as usual, the blog post is at mbp.ac/410. So just the episode number, of course, 410 for this episode. Thanks very much for listening today. Remember that you can find me on Google+, Twitter and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode. But in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.